Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, December 5th. U.S. equity futures are trading down about 20 to 30 basis points overall. So that's 12.7 S&P points, 93 Dow points, and 26 NASDAQ points. So modest pullback for U.S. equity futures. In Asia, you had another explosive rally in China, Hong Kong. So the Hang Seng rallied 4.5%. You had a lot of big names up a lot more. So Alibaba surged 9%. Sands China rallied nearly 14%. Every time you look at a China newswire, it's all filled with reopening headlines. Again, various cities removing certain restrictions about mass testing, about presenting a test to enter certain facilities. Media reports suggest that China could unveil another round of nationwide reopening actions as soon as this Wednesday. They could downgrade the severity of the virus as soon as January. It looks like this big, massive iPhone factory in the Foxconn iPhone factory in China could be back to full production as soon as the end of this month. So, again, you've gone from perhaps the most hated market on the planet to among the most loved markets on the planet in less than a month. Three huge policy changes, the most important being COVID, but also property support and then also technology scrutiny. Those changes continue to power this China rally. I've been talking about my optimism for China looking out over the course of 2023. But I'm a little surprised by the enormity of the intensity of this rally, including the sprint higher today. That's really the main kind of incremental macro development from Friday. The U.S. closed on Friday, I would say. Otherwise, a pretty slow morning. I do think as far as U.S. and European equities are concerned, looking at what's happening in China, there is a little bit of anxiety, just given that China has been among the world's biggest sources of deflation, disinflation. To the extent you do see a dramatic, rapid reopening in China, that could exacerbate inflation in the U.S. and Europe, just as prices are starting to really kind of roll over in a sustained way, especially in the U.S. Just sort of circling back quickly to Friday on the jobs report. I think you have a debate again for the second consecutive month as far as kind of some of the nuances of the report. So bulls are looking at it, focusing on the household survey, which showed another decline in the number of employed people, looking at the length of the work week to offset the increase in average hourly wages. And then the initial response rate to the survey also was very low. Bears push back and say you can't just simply ignore 200,000+ job addition once again. Suggest that the labor market remains too tight. And then you obviously had a huge wage gain as well. So I think there's certainly fodder for both sides of the argument as far as what's really happening in the labor report, what's really happening in the labor market. My personal view is that, I think this is one piece of the broader employment mosaic. And if you look at all the various different data points for the last several weeks, most of them are pointing to softening, in the jobs market. As far as the Fed meeting next week, so we're in kind of a quiet period ahead of next week's FOMC meeting, so you're not going to see Fed tape bombs. I think the big debate is not what happens with rates. 50 basis points has been priced in now for several weeks. That's been the pretty explicit messaging from Fed officials, so that really isn't in doubt. What's really going to, I think what investors are really watching closely is the 2023 dot, and whether or not it goes up more than 25 basis points. And I think that will come down to inflation. So we get two inflation numbers this Friday, the PPI and then the Michigan sentiment. The Michigan sentiment reports inflation expectations. And then you get to CPI on the 13th, which is one day before the 14th decision. I think those are really determining what happens with that 2023 dot. I think it will only go up 25 basis points. But again, I think the inflation readings will play a big role in kind of how that unfolds going forward. As far as oil is concerned, oil has a bid this morning, I think mostly because of China reopening. The OPEC decision was very much in line with expectations. And then there isn't really a ton of focus on the new price cap that was agreed to in Europe and that will be adopted by the G7 countries as $60. The Russian Urals crude is really selling for about $10 below that. So shouldn't have an enormous effect on Russian oil supplies, at least in the immediate term. And that's essentially kind of all the major news items, macro trends. Like I said, very quiet as far as major incremental news from the Friday close, aside from everything that's happening in China. For the calendar this week, I'm really focusing on kind of three factors. So those U.S. inflation figures that I mentioned on Friday, the Goldman Financial Services Conference, you're going to get commentary from bank management teams. You know, banks to me are the most important macro group in the entire market. They're exposed to everything, underlying growth, credit quality, interest rates, et cetera. So kind of how these companies are really seeing the landscape to me, I think that's going to be important for the broader market. I sent out a separate preview of that conference and kind of what I expect to hear from bank management teams over the weekend. There's a link to it in the piece and it's up on the website. And then the RBA decision, the Royal Bank of Australia decision tomorrow morning. You know, the market's kind of in the middle between no rate change and then a 25 basis point increase. So it'll be interesting to see if the RBA goes on hold with rates. You know, the RBA has been out in front of the Fed to a certain extent. So if they were to go on hold at this meeting this week, I think that would definitely be an interesting indicator as to kind of where monetary policy is heading on a more global basis. For today specifically, there is not much on the calendar. You get an SL Green analyst meeting at 9 a.m. Obviously, they give you a lot of insight into the state of Manhattan commercial office properties. And then the USIS services ISM at 10 a.m. But otherwise, today should be very slow as far as scheduled news. And that is everything for today, Monday, December 5th. Thank you for listening.